Well, I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to see you all here. I'm blessed to be in this great church who cares, amongst people who care, who consider lost souls. I want to tell the short story about my salvation. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation because in Poland, maybe you have noticed those information about Poland. There are so few Christians who go and preach the gospel, and I really feel blessed that I was saved. I was saved in Poland, in my beautiful country, in 1993, in July, during summer holiday, on the youth Christian camp. I was invited there. At that time, I was working as a teacher, tutor in the school with pretty troublesome youth. Right? Does it mean anything? Right. Okay. Well, these kids, these girls, really needed a good news. Some of them had a chance to listen to, as well as I did, they had a chance to listen to the gospel at this camp. I went there, I didn't want to go. Of course, I didn't want to meet some Christians I knew nothing about. All I knew was that I was a Catholic. All I knew that the Catholic Church is a good one, and my family was there, they still are Catholics, and I was fine with it. But God decided something else, and the story begins. And I was sent there. I didn't want to go, as I mentioned. There was somebody who was supposed to go there to this camp with a few of those girls, and I was chosen to be the one. And I asked the one question, I asked, do I need to go and take part in those meetings, you know, and participate and listen to what they want to say? And they said, no, you don't have to, just be there, take care of those girls, just make sure they have food, they have place to stay, place to sleep. Okay, off I went. Well, soon enough, I got interested in the Bible. I started to listen to messages and read the Bible, read the verses, and very soon I realized there is something there. Very soon I realized I was wrong. Very soon God showed me. And it was amazing. I don't want to cry, but it brings tears to my eyes because I was that close to hell. People are very close to hell, and we need to remember that what we do, what we try to do, is very important. For some people, this is the only chance to listen and to just to escape hell for a long time. I remember a few verses. I just tried to memorize. It was so long ago, but I think just a few verses which really made a difference to me at the very beginning. One of them is in John chapter 3, verse 3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I had no idea what does it mean to be born again. I was a Catholic for all my life. I had no idea that I need to be born again, that I have to accept the Spirit of God and become His child. And then they were preaching different messages. I got offended because I thought I was okay. I was preaching to, I was praying to Jesus, I was praying to Mary, and I thought it was something I need to do, but then the preacher said, "You don't know Jesus. You think Jesus is still on the cross. You have no personal relationship with him." And it was true. I really was surprised that Catholic religion is so far away from Bible teaching. And I got saved at this camp.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that. I am really so thankful that it didn't take me long. It was like not even 2 weeks, and somebody just asked me, "Do you want to pray? Do you wanna make this step?" And I'm so thankful I did. I was also very surprised how simple and clear those verses which talk about salvation are. I was really, really surprised that it's not difficult, that it's written black on white, and I can understand that. And I can understand, that means that anyone can understand, really. I mean, it's not difficult. People, very often they say, "No, I can't. I won't read the Bible because it's too complicated." It's not too complicated. Those salvation verses are so clear, so easy. Like Romans 10, verse 9. How? You want to hear my King James version English? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
And it's so clear, you just have to confess, you just have to. Even more, I mean, when I realized salvation is a gift, you can have it for free, you can just receive it, ask and get it by faith.
Amen.
Man, that's just, this is very simple. And I mean, our job now, we want to go to Poland as soon as possible, and Lord's willing, we'll be there this year. And we wanna tell those people. We wanna tell those people about God, about Jesus, about salvation, and we wanna make the difference in their lives. Please pray for us. Pray for other missionaries. Pray for Poland. There's so few of them, and hopefully there will be more. Thank you.